Hey, have you heard?
Science says what you eat affects your mental health.
Yeah, it's true. I can't believe it. I mean, what many of us in the health space have known intuitively or through basic common sense and have been screaming out loud for decades, science finally confirms what you eat affects your mental health. I don't understand why it takes them so long. But at least now, maybe we can start focusing on food and not drugs to heal. Maybe? I don't know. I mean, for years, the medical establishment has denied the truth, blaming mental illness on genetics, chemical imbalance, or any other reason besides diet, food, or lifestyle. But now, instead of looking at us like we're crazy, they finally concede. You know, I know that I really should be thrilled about this, and I am, but really right now, I'm a little angry. I mean, how long have people had to suffer because they were lied to? Been told they were defective, they were broken, hopeless, and couldn't be helped? How many people took their own lives or were drugged and left to live a shadow of a life? I have a friend, and she is also in the health space. But as a dietitian, she pretty much follows the recommendation given out by the FDA and our government. Well, she and her husband have adopted or had adopted two boys, and they were babies. And once they reached adolescence, they pretty much were diagnosed with very severe mental illnesses. I can't even tell you what all they are, but I do know that one boy was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And he was told, I guess by his doctors, that he would have to be on medication the rest of his life. And she expressed to me how he would not be able to ever go to college or hold down a job or drive a car. And that just broke my heart. I mean, just broke my heart because I know that's not true. I've seen the worst of situations and conditions be healed through food. I know it sounds simplistic, but it's true. It's true. But unfortunately, she doesn't really want to hear it. She just accepts what her counselor and the doctor say, that this really is his lot in life. And though this is a life that will become an unlived life, not being able to live to his full God-given potential and possibility, it's just heartbreaking. But, you know, there's only so much a person can do when someone doesn't want to receive the information. I don't know. You know, I think this research should have been done a long time ago. I mean, not that we really needed confirmation. I mean, all of these diseases really didn't start until we started moving in to processed foods. When we got away from our ancestral diets of, you know, good quality animal fats and, you know, fermented foods and real meat and not being afraid to eat cholesterol and eggs and all of the foods that nourish our body. Now, I mentioned if our brains are malnourished, they can't function. They can't think. And so we have to nourish our brains just like we nourish our bodies. I mean, I don't know why that's difficult, but it's not, right? Our brains are part of our bodies. I mean, we think of the brain as being like a separate entity, not part of our body, but it is. And it has its own energy requirements. It has its own nutritional requirements to run, just like a car, just like our body. So how we would nourish our bodies so that we can run our day-to-day lives or whatever we need to do, we have to think our brain needs the same nourishment, same thinking of nourishment. And what it needs is fats and cholesterol. So specifically, the diet that they're studying, not surprising, is the ketogenic diet, a high-fat diet, because that's the fuel our brains like to use, right? So this research, like I said, we didn't need confirmation, but if it had been done a long time ago, and maybe it would have been if our medical establishment wasn't in bed with big food and big pharma. I don't know why now they're bringing this out into the light, but again, I'll be thrilled later. Right now, I'm allowing myself to be a little angry. Right now, I'm saying it's about freaking time. So now maybe all those people are out there thinking that they're broken in some way, that there is no hope for them, that they will never live a normal life. Now, just through maybe changing some food and lifestyle, by doing that, they'll be able to live the life that God created them for. And that's what I want everyone to do. Everyone I meet, I want them to live the life that God created them for. And we cannot let science stand in the way of what God has intended for us. Just remember, you hold the keys to your health. You hold the keys to your freedom, to your life, to your family. Please cut the chains that keep you enslaved and live the life that God created you for. All right, I gotta go. God bless, and in health, go eat right. Enjoy some fat. Enjoy some eggs. Yum, 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 yum. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.